Don't let art liars trick you. You are already an artist. The school taught artists are forced to think that using original colors is wrong. And they call this beautiful invention color picking. Maybe they don't see the beauty of the process. The light coming through the lens and the microchip and being captured in a file and framed in a theory. This color is precious. It is a gem, a true ray of light. They also call the direct use of reference images paint overs. Again, they were tricked by the teachers. Teachers who took credit for their talent, as we all have talent for art. Let's just say that the teachers just want to put food on their table and look good. So they'll put on a show that delays real education. To truly capture the shape, one has to use either photogrammetry or a 3D modeling program. It is not possible to capture shape with a grid. We have a great responsibility to the people in our paintings. They are not to imagine themselves in them, but to recognize themselves. The names color picking and paint overs are crafted to belittle you, to enhance their elitism. I want to underline here that the use of real colors and reference images is a teacher. It is a teacher 10,000 times more powerful than any human. And it is also a gateway into very powerful art. Teachers, and basically students that were made mad by them, have fraudulently shut that gateway for so many people that this has become the greatest tragedy. They shamed people out of claiming their artistic abilities. Abilities that they already had, that they only needed some basic help to access. In this way, the story of art is a terrible tragedy. It is a story stained by hate, elitism, theft, lies, manipulation, and cheating. You were born an artist. You have always been an artist. This is a great and precious power. This is why people will try to lie, cheat, and manipulate you away, because they just want to feel special in the poverty of their mind. You must not allow people to shame you away from art. Art is like laughter. Use the original color. Use reference images directly. You will never find a better teacher. Never, 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 ever. I'll let you figure out on your own what kind of people shame others out of beauty. But be ready. Be ready to push back the shame that they will throw your way. There was a couple of morons that once thought they could corner Richard Dawkins with some dumbass argument. And while the words they used did go together, their logic was complete shit. And Dr. Richard's response was as fine and classy as always. And you should use that on the elitist art bullies and fake teachers that are sure to stand in your way somewhere. Just respond to their arguments of doing it their way with, if you're convinced by that kind of thing, by taking extra steps, you're welcome to do it yourself. And turn around and just continue learning by means of real colors and the correct shapes. It will take them 10 years to do what you can easily accomplish in 2 months. They are just doing what you are doing, though with extra and unnecessary steps. But know that the price they pay is enormous, as fake education is the worst thing ever. By not truly tasting real colors, they will never invent color studies from within themselves. Color studies that they will be able to comprehend on a higher level. They will just never see how the light transforms, like a map, like a concept map. They will never touch perfectly shaped, undivided grids, and their studies will be corrupted from beginning. What can one teach the eye by training it with misshapen portraits? By contrast, when you work with real shapes, you are navigating the perfect map of a city that you deep down truly love. You learn how to get around from the mirror image and you never forget it. In order for your eye to eventually know that the shape is wrong somehow, you have to study the correct shape. We are all artists. We were all artists all along. But we have to fix schools. We have to become the teachers. We have to become great beings.